Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today, we listen to some famous movie music. We also answer a question about the number 13. But first, we take a sweet path through some cow farms near Washington, D.C. Americans love to eat ice cream, a milk and sugar-based treat. People in Maryland can visit dairy farms across the state to get fresh ice cream and enjoy the surroundings. Christopher Cruz tells us the story of the Maryland Ice Cream Trail.
Dairy farms across Maryland welcome visitors to eat ice cream every summer. Jim Brown is visiting the Rocky Point Creamery in Frederick County, Maryland, near the state of Pennsylvania.
My favorite is chocolate. We love the ice cream here. Will you drive all the way from about 15 miles away to come to this ice cream?
Mr. Brown and his family visit the creamery every summer.
Today we've got 7 of us here today riding, and we had a big breakfast, and this seemed like the perfect way to end it.
The Rocky Point Creamery is one of 8 dairies on Maryland's Ice Cream Trail. The trail is more than 460 kilometers long. Buddy Hance is the state's agriculture secretary. He says the ice cream trail brings valuable attention to the state's dairy farms.
We created the Maryland Ice Cream Trail about 3 years ago, and we did that to increase the public's awareness of the opportunities of the dairy industry out in rural Maryland. We have about 476 dairy farms, and last year those farms generated about $201 million in gross revenue.
Each of the 200 cows at Rocky Point Creamery produces 40 liters of milk a day. Some of it is used to make the farm's 70 different kinds of ice cream. Chuck Fry's family has operated the farm since 1883.
The ice cream trail can really help our business. It's a great way for us dairy farmers to kind of stick together and enhance, show the world what we do.
Alicia Weiner drove a long way to eat ice cream.
We drove out here from D.C. Just a beautiful drive, and we have our ice cream when we're walking around the farm.
Ms. Weiner says her son learned about dairy farms during the visit.
He wanted to know all about milking cows before and where milk came from.
Another dairy farm on the trail, the South Mountain Creamery, makes 40 different kinds of ice cream. Visitors can watch cows being milked and feed young cows with a bottle. Randy Sowers owns the farm. He says people love feeding the young cows.
But it does draw people in. People like to do it. Kids love it. 4 o'clock every day, we're busy. We have a lot of people here to feed calves.
Jim Brown says he and his family plan to see more of the dairy farms on Maryland's Ice Cream Trail.
All the places seem like great places, so we're definitely going to be riding out to go see some of these places and try the ice cream everywhere.
Alicia Weiner plans to do the same.
This was the first one we've tried, so I think this summer we'll do a few more.
The Maryland Ice Cream Trail is open from May to the middle of September.
Now, we answer a question from Bangladesh. A fan there wants to know about the history of the number 13 and why Americans consider this number to be bad luck. It is not only Americans who consider this number to be unlucky. People around the world have what are called superstitions about the number 13. Superstitions are popular beliefs that are not based on reason or science. A person believes something brings good or bad luck. The fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia. This fear is so strong around the world that many tall buildings do not have a 13th level, and many airports do not have a gate numbered 13. Some experts say fears about this number come from ancient religious stories. One Norse myth is about 12 gods who were having a party in their heaven, Valhalla. Loki, the god of evil and disorder, arrived at the dinner party uninvited. He became the 13th person at the table. Loki then helped cause the death of Baldur, the god of joy. In the Christian book, the Bible, Judas is the 13th guest at the dinner called the Last Supper. Judas is the man who betrays Jesus, leading to his death. Many people around the world also consider Fridays that fall on the 13th day of a month to be especially bad luck. This year, we had one, Friday, June 13th. But watch out, for 2015, there is a Friday the 13th in February, March, and November. Very few things are better than watching a great movie with great music. A movie with songs that make you sing all the way home. This is especially true for animated films. Children love to sing along with their favorite movie characters long after the movie is over. But you do not need to have a child to enjoy our music today. Anna Mateo has this report.
We will hear about the winner of the Best Soundtrack Album for an Animated Movie. Is it Frozen? Or is The Lion King still King of the Jungle? But first, we will hear the upbeat song Get Happy from the film Despicable Me 2.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Happy is from the hugely popular 2013 movie Despicable Me 2. It is hard to pick a favorite from the soundtrack of the 2006 movie Curious George. Curious George is a monkey who leaves the jungle, secretly gets on a boat, and moves to New York City. His life is turned upside down.
used to say, what's impossible they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same.
The songs of Jack Johnson for the movie Curious George perfectly capture both the wild jungle and the wild city. And now, singer Idina Menzel sings Let It Go from Frozen.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
From the 90s, the Lion King soundtrack has many popular songs that continue to keep both children and adults singing. Circle of Life, for example, was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song in 1994. We leave you now with Carmen Twilley and Lebo M. singing Circle of Life from The Lion King.
I'm June Sims. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic.
The day we arrive on the planet, and blinking step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high in the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun. Yeah.